if you focus on managing shortlet, great, at least having their shortlets in proper shape. So I think if you're able to go into this and advertise that you can help them manage shortlet, that brings a lot of shortlets into your own bracket. And with that, you have enough shortlet to give out for 30 December. You can even plan with those who are planning those tour and travels. For me, I think it's better you focus on things that can give you money quickly on the short term. Because for real estate, before you really want to make investment, it takes time. Hello, welcome to another episode of Smart Growth. I am Danjuma Audu, a business executive with Reliance Infosystem, focusing on technology with offices across Africa and other parts of the world. And today, we're here with an entrepreneur also, the name of Femi Pius. So Femi, can we meet you?
Thank you for having me, Mr. Danjuma. My name is Femi Pius, and it's a pleasure to be here today.
Okay, so you've been focusing on real estate. Do you want to tell us more about this?
Sure, yeah. As over the years, being a realtor and in real estate business, and also property business, has been a moving drive for me, and it has really taught me a lot about the market, and you know, in terms of the business, the revenue, and a lot of sector about the business.
So do you want to tell us, give us an idea, like how many clients do you have? Just a rough estimate.
Clients, I would say for clients, you know, I cannot really categorically give you a total number of clients I have, because you know these things. They sometimes you might have in a month, in 30 days you might have like 20 to 30, or sometimes you might have more than.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. So what about revenue?
Okay, for the revenue,
it'll be monthly or yearly, that kind of thing.
Okay, revenue is based on, you know, in real estate, when you have a proper sale, and sometimes it comes in installment. It can be monthly because you have those people that already had an upright payment, and you know, they might, their payments installment might be on badges like monthly, quarterly, or annually. So I would say categorically monthly.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that at the end of the year, let's look at last year, 2024. By December, how much were you able to make?
Okay, for that of a property and the real estate, housing, and because I would categorically say, okay, up to about 15 million.
That's 15 million.
Yeah.
I think you probably need to double or triple that number. I'm sure you'll be able to do that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So for me, I think, do you have any plan of how you think you can triple that?
I thought that my plans are well lined up, and I'm looking at, you know, making a major publication, like advertisement, and trying to, you know, social media adverts, then just maybe seminars and offline adverts also. So because what I'm saying offline is that, you know, some persons business thrive more through referral.
Through referrals.
Yeah. I always keep on hitting on that.
Okay, so which parts of the real estate are you focusing on?
Okay.
Is it building and selling? Is this just renting? Or you want to help people to build and rent? And so let me just know which parts.
Okay, so as a Debman, the name of my real estate firm is Debman Housing. So what we do is that we give people We deal on properties. We deal on office space renting. There are lots more. A lot more we do. We even partner with P1 and other real estate companies, and we tend to as much as provide solutions to our customer. Maybe, for example, you have a property, a particular property, like the last property business which I handled just of recent. It's a crane. That's a Mediton crane. I had a client from all the way from Owerri, Delta State, that was interested in a particular crane which was on our platform, and we reached out to the, because these properties, most of them, they are abandoned, and they maybe probably the owners, they don't want to make use of, they are not currently in the country at the moment, or they want to sell and have their money back. So what we do, we come in there, we try to get buyers for these properties. And also, if you are, for example, you are looking for an office space, you are looking for a shop, just within Lagos, I have the contacts to just make things
happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So quick one. For renting, the solution and the secret to renting is simply about advertising. You just have to advertise and put it out there. And when you now talk about advertising, you now start looking at the channels. Where do you want to advertise? Social media, or I'm sure there are some other digital outlets where you can actually advertise properties. But that's the secret about renting. When it comes to building, you will need to have some connect. You will need some trust to be in stay. And some people have to trust you for them to put their money on the ground, and then for you to be able to help them build and manage. In terms of managing assets, you also need to keep talking about it. And I think it's much more how you brand it and how you make noise about it. But you have to segregate them and don't mix them up. So the much easy one is the renting. When you make that noise, and the people come to you. And then when you now have house in the demand, when you have customers who are in need of property to rent, I know there is a lot of WhatsApp group these days. There are a lot of other things happening on social media. You can think about it, and then you can just put it out there that, guys, I'm looking for this. I think there are some groups that you have online where you can always be a member of these groups. Some of them are on Telegram. I know there are a lot of WhatsApp. There's a lot happening on Twitter. There's a lot happening on Instagram, where you can actually be there and then be publicizing that you have these properties, or you want people. You have people who are looking for these properties, and that you need them. And then people always reach out to you. But let's look at all of this. But which of these is key for you? Which one bring more of the revenue for you?
In terms of, it's actually the housing and the landed properties that we have.
Okay, that's land.
Yes.
What about build and sell? Do you do
build
that?
Build and selling. It's actually, Deadman Housing is actually a team. I'm just, will I say, I'm just the co-founder.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's actually more of, solving basic solution, let's say housing problems or office, will I say basic housing issues. So, and you have that sector, and you also have that of, because you're talking about getting big contacts. That's why I made mention of referrals. Like, if you give, for me, I feel if you deliver a particular service that is well satisfied to the customer, the input and the impact you are making will also speak for itself, because the customer will, in return, he or she is going to give you he's going to share your contact and make sure that a lot of persons are aware of your business and they know your standards and they know this kind of service, the quality of service. So we are not just there to just to make, we just want to sell, solve problem, and at the same time make sure that our customers' satisfaction is.
So I think what might be work very well for you, if you ask me, would be getting closer to those developers who build, get a good deal with them, and then focus on those rentals. On the rentals, or you helping to sell, but mostly on those rentals, where you're able to know the, where you get to know the property owners or the asset owners who really wants to sell. And then when you put that out there, then you get customers who really want to buy. Because for build and sell, you need huge capital. You need real financing. Unless someone who have trusted you so much to say, okay, young man, I have this plot of land here. Do you want to build this for me? I won't be in the country. You build this. And then that referral happens one after the, but that takes quite a very long time.
Okay.
To materialize.
The thing is that, yes, I totally agree with you, but why it's like this is because having different building and selling, while we don't really go into that currently, we just have some partnership with some developers already.
Okay.
We have that. So if there are new buildings around Ikeja, around maybe Ekpe, we have the contact of persons that are already, even shortlets, as low as shortlets, we have owners of properties that maybe, for example, you want to have a get together with maybe an old school friend, or a get together or a party, a mini house party, and you don't want to use your personal apartment. There are shortlets, we have the owner's contacts, and we can actually, a lot of persons following me on Instagram and Facebook, because we have a page on Instagram and Facebook and also on X. So they can testify, because most of them have actually, over the years, I've actually given them a good shortlet for a fair price. You know, they've actually compared the price that Debma Housing gives and other shortlet agents. And also, for the developers too, we have buildings every day. Like, we have people build, and they look for, like, currently now I have like two new buildings that the landlord has reached out to me and has fixed his own price on the house. So it's not as if maybe we are direct to these persons, these landlords. And
okay. So for me, I'm focusing on how you can make a lot of money in short time. You know, December is around the corner. What plans do you have for shortlets?
Okay, for shortlets, like, we are going to be giving discounts. Like, I would, it is something that I will have actually talked with the property owners, and we'll try as much as possible to make it familiar with those our customers, people that we already know on, that they already know our brand and our service, you know.
Okay.
So we've been on service for like 4 years now. Yeah.
Okay, because I have a lot of shortlet owners who complains of bad management. So if you put it out there that bring your shortlet to us, let's manage it for you, that might be another joker for you. So if you focus on managing shortlets and promising them good returns, it's not just great, at least having their shortlets in proper shape, help them reduce the cost or the expense. So I think if you're able to go into this and advertise that you can help them manage shortlets, that brings a lot of shortlets into your own brackets, into your own control. And with that, you have enough shortlets to give out for 30 December. You can even plan with those who are planning those tour and travels. For Nigeria, you just have to look around. They are all over the places. For me, I think it's better you focus on things that can give you money quickly on the short term. Because for real estate, before you really want to make investment, it takes time. Because I have some too, and it takes time. Whether you have land, before the land appreciates, it takes time. That is if you have enough money to buy the land in a highbrow area. If you buy the land in the village, it's cheap, right? It's not, you're not going to make your money on time. And you need so much to buy. So is it a lot of people that can do that are developers. And that's because they have a lot of funds to play with. So if you don't have funds to play with, you don't have business going there. Because you just be frustrated. Unless you want to still maintain ties with those developers and help them sell their market. Of course, but you need to focus on one area where you'll be known, and that becomes something that you do every day. And my advice is, in that shortlet, I think there might be something there because of what happened last year for 30 December. We're expecting enough of that to, or more of that to happen this year. Because those who couldn't make it down to Nigeria, they promised to make it this year. And because the security in Lagos has greatly improved, so we're expecting more. If you look at the clubs, for instance, as of last year, you can't really walk into a club. You probably have to book 3 days, 4 days ahead before you can gain entrance into any of the major clubs. On the Lekki VIAs, I don't know much on the mainland. Yeah, that's true. Now, and all of these guys will need shortlet. They need a place where they could stay temporarily. It's just for that period. And even right now, shortlet is in high demand. So if you promise the owners that you help them manage it, and they can see that trust in you, I think is going to help your brand. Right now, I don't know anybody doing it. I think every shortlet owners try to manage their shortlet by themselves. But if you are managing all of that together, there's an economy of scale. You can buy things in bulk. Situation where there are no light issue, you want to buy diesel, you can get a deal with diesel guy, buy diesel in bulk, get some discount, and then you provide those. If you're going to fix things in those house, you're going to get your own workers, like people who help you fix things in the house. And then you can even put them on payroll, or you can pay them per service. And that alone, because you are assuring them of getting consistent business, they will charge you less than someone who just called them out of the blue. So that way, it allows you to actually make it more revenue, and then help you to sustain your business, make you, because right now you're leaving a lot of money on the table if you don't go into that, rather than just doing one. I think with this, you should be able to shoot up your revenue. You can even double it. I think that's for me for now. But let me ask, do you have a question for me before we end this?
Okay. The question is this, I would want to know if I go into the shortlets, because already what we do is not a frequent, we do shortlets, but it's not as the other office space renting and all the other land sales. So, but this shortlet now, you have to, I've heard what you've said about it, and, my own take is how is the smart growth going to be a major play, connecting my business, just as Denmark Housing Weeks, other of your business.
You mean the shortlet owners?
Yes.
First, you spoke about renting office space. So you continue that. But you need to push in more money into the advert. You need to know it is a business. You need to spend money on advertising via social media platform or any of the media that you can lay your hands on. For the shortlet, it's also you reaching out that you manage shortlet. Even if you have one or two, it doesn't matter. It's you reaching out to to add there to say, look, we manage shortlet. Look, let's help you manage your shortlet. Let's plan, let's help you rake in money for this dirty December. And then promise them cost reduction, promise them customers, promise them profit, and then promise them that their house will be in proper state. Promise them transparency. I think they'll come to you. I know a lot of people who have shortlets who are complaining. I know people who are in it, they pull out again because of cost of managing it. Some even rent house for you to use as a shortlet. But when customer don't come in and then they have to pay rent, it's a problem. But because you are collecting it now, so you have a lot of them in your position, more customers will always be assured that you have something to rent. So the more you put it out there, just like the Uber stuff, everybody assured that I can easily get an Uber. But the Uber, on the other hand, they're just bringing in cars from different people. So you are connecting the owners of the shortlets. You are connecting them with those who want to rent. So you're just an aggregator. The whole thing comes to you. And then there's assurance that you have something to rent, and then they'll come to you to rent. That's all.
All right, thank you.
This was brought to you by ACT Foundation.